How are you? Happy Friday. Happy, 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 happy Friday. You can never have too many happies on a Friday. Don't believe me, try it. If you're out in person today and you don't have your mask on so you can smile, a lot of folks doing that these days, say Happy Friday. Watch what happens. They'll say it right back to you. On a Zoom call, hopefully not wearing a mask, say Happy Friday. See what happens. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. I am in an extraordinarily chill mood today. I don't know why, but I'm thinking about change, because change is something we talk about a lot around here, and I know why I talk about that, because everybody's in a constant state of change all the time. That's life. That's all you can really expect. Some folks say, Scott, I'm tired of the turmoil. I'm tired of things always changing. I just want stability. Well, you can have it for like 5 seconds, and then something's going to change. The sooner you accept that the change is coming no matter what happens, then you can put it in your control and you can decide to move in the direction you want to go. And that's what we'll be talking about today just a bit. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Happy you're here today. I got a good day today. Today's a proud day. It was about 14 years ago, I met this little girl named Elena. Elena is my wife's daughter, Joy, and I met her. And she was 14 years old, I think, when I met her. In high school, she didn't like me too much. I was the new guy. You know how that feels, right? But over time, we had great conversations, and we learned so much about each other. And I helped her in a lot of different ways, a lot of crazy conversations to get her through school, high school, and then college, and then trying to get into medical school, and then getting into medical school, and then graduating medical school today. As a psychiatrist is her residency. How cool is that? I think back on all the conversations when pretty much she was telling me she was out of her mind going to medical school. Now she's going to be a psychiatrist. I think that's awesome. But I'm even more proud of the fact that not only will I have a psychiatrist in the family as I get older, but I have a pharmacist as well. How useful is that? These are good kids thinking about their elders. There's no doubt about that. Anyway, that's what I'll be doing today. So before we start today's show and start talking about change, I want to just mention that you should be asking, how do you want to feel? People aren't taking care of themselves these days. Been distracted for about a year now. Watching the news and listening to what everybody else is saying and missing out on sleep, missing out on exercise, missing out on all kinds of things. But the most important thing we should be doing is saying, how do I want to feel? And I'm not talking from a narcissistic point of view. I think you should look at yourself, because you are all you have in this world. You just are. When you cease to exist, nothing you have matters, right? So the most important thing that you can do is make sure you're feeling good emotionally and physically and intellectually and everything is good. And if you're not, then it's okay. You acknowledge that and you just begin to kind of work in that direction. The happiest people I know on this planet are the ones who every single day, their priority is making sure that their life is going okay. That they're reaching out, they're contributing, they're taking care of their family, taking care of themselves, and they're taking care of really how they are on the inside. So do that. When this podcast is done today, and even think about it now if you want to, how do I want to feel? If you're being honest, you can only answer that one way. That's pretty gosh darn good. So I mentioned change in this place, and around here, you're going to see me talk about change on a regular basis. Now, why is that? Because it is so common. It happens all the time, and people have a challenge with it. Plus, I spend a lot of time on the phone talking to most weeks somewhere, I mean, scheduled calls somewhere around 8 to 10, something like that, and then group calls and then inadvertent calls and stuff happens. Somebody rings me up, and you know, I'm talking to 20, 25, 30 people a week in pretty intimate conversations. And almost every single conversation is going to come around to something called change. And folks are usually looking outside themselves for that. Now, this is nothing new. Change is always going to happen. It's very consistent. And people have always sought that. You want to improve your life. You want to make your life better. You want to change the world. You want to do something. It's on your mind. It's growing. That's all it is. And if you ever get frustrated, it just means you're not growing. So start growing. But here's the thing. If you want to change something in your life, there is a constant truth. You must change before anything else changes. Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change that you wish to see in the world. A lot of smart folks agree with that. You got to change before anything else changes. Now, in this world we live in today, in the personal development world, I see this. I see folks internally feel that something has to change. You're in a spot and you don't even know what that is. You're just trying to figure it out. And then everybody goes outside. They go external. They go to Google. They go to an app. They go to a podcast. They go someplace else. They listen to folks like me, which is great. But the truth is, when you finally do the interpersonal work, when you finally say, okay, it's like asking the question, how do you want to feel? I'm asking you to go inside yourself and be honest with yourself. So no matter what you want in your life, when you decide that you're going to look inside yourself and that you are the catalyst. You know, it's funny. My mind just said, you are the problem. I don't like to be negative, but I call myself the problem. Because likely, if things aren't going the way I want them to go, I'm probably screwing something up. And so when I go, okay, it's cool. It's probably me. I look in the mirror. What are you doing, dummy? And I have said those words. Mock me if you want to. But sometimes I'll just say, hey, all right, dummy, get your act together. You ever said that to yourself? Scott, that's not positive. Sure it is. It's the truth. I know that I have to change first. Be the change you wish to see in the world. I cannot tell you how many times I see folks talk about things and I see them walk their talk as well. It doesn't look the same. It's called integrity. Leo Tolstoy said, everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing themselves. Everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing themselves. That's a higher level of thinking when you do that. Are you willing to accept that responsibility? Are you willing to get out there and say, okay, well, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to live. This is the world that I would like to experience, that I want to see on the TV news or in the newspaper. This is the world I want my kids to be in. But are you willing to be that person? Albert Einstein, the world as we have created is a process of our thinking. It cannot be changed without changing our thinking. I know it's easy to download an app. I do it all the time. Hey, let me see if there's an app that will fix this little issue I have right now. Let me check an app. Let's Google it and see what's out there. Maybe, oh, YouTube, you can do anything on YouTube. Let's go to YouTube and see if there's something that will fix it. My kid learned to tie his tie on YouTube. I've learned to fix toilets on YouTube. And I'm assuming you can probably learn to have a process for change as well. But ultimately, if you don't absorb it into yourself and decide that you are the whole key to this, nothing will happen. Do you want to change something about today, tomorrow, the future? You have to change before anything else will change. And I know you might not want to hear that. I will tell you, a lot of folks who arrive at my door that come to work with me in my coaching and consulting practice around here, when they arrive, they have gotten to that point where they realize, uh-oh, and I mean that in a positive way, uh-oh, I guess I got to change. I need to change my stinking thinking. Check up from the neck up, right? They get to that point. Now, do they know how to do it? No. All they realize is this. I've tried everything else. I've tried it all. When I do my 60-minute coaching sessions, that's why they show up. And in 60 minutes, they're blown away. Why? Because we put it back inside of them. We recognize that they have the power to change. And by the end of 60 minutes, they're like, wow, I have not solved every problem in my world yet, but I know it's up to me, and I have a starting point. That's why they're so powerful when I do those sessions. That's all we're looking to do. Yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I'm wise, so I'm changing myself, Rumi. If tomorrow you want to be better than today and yesterday, something has to change. What is that something? I've already said it. Were you listening? It's you. You know that. Scott, stop lecturing me. Stop telling me I have to change. I'm perfectly good the way I am. Okay. That's fine. And if you are, I'm not even going to question that. I have no judgment. Doesn't matter to me. It's all about you. If that's where you are, cool. But if you're seeking something beyond that, if you're listening to this program today, I don't even know what you're looking for. Could be transformation, could be change, could be making more money. Doesn't matter. But every single thing, if you want it to be in your control, comes down to you deciding to change. I live in a world where I just expect that I'm going to have to adapt. People ask me, Scott, how do you describe your lifestyle? And I say mobile. Mobile? What do you mean by mobile? I mean, mobile in my world is just I have the ability to do anything I want to do whenever I want to do it. That's my world. I had to change a lot to get that way of thinking. I had to structure my life in a way that I have choice when I want to make the change and what I want. So when I look at creating that, I just understand I have to think differently than other people. I have to structure differently than other people. I have to accept responsibility different than other people. In fact, other people don't matter. It's just accepting the responsibility that it starts with you. If you want to make more money, serve more, if you want to be happier next year, something has to change this year. What's that? What is that thing that has to change this year? Oh, you know, I've said it four times now. That something is you in a really cool way. It will free you when you decide that you're in control and everything is up to you. And you'll do it with the help of other people, but you will lead the way. That's what you do. If you want something in your life to be well-lived, something has to change today, right? Something is you. What if you want everything about your life to be perfect? Well, listen to Winston Churchill. To improve is to change. To be perfect is to change often.
Wait a second. Are you telling me this crazy thing that changes all the time that I'm complaining about, that I don't want to change a thing, I want to keep everything exactly the same, that the exact opposite of that, embracing change, being willing to go through anything to create whatever I want, is how I achieve perfection in my life? The answer is yes. Is it easy? I didn't say perfection was easy. I didn't say perfection was pretty. I just said it was perfect for your world, whatever that happens to be. And it may be lumpy, may be bumpy, may be challenging, may be interesting. You may get mad, you may get frustrated, you may get happy. Who knows what it's going to be? But I can tell you this, nothing you can do about change is coming. So you may as well put a saddle on that horse and ride it out of the barn, because it's already out. So keep it simple. You must change before anything, and in fact, everything else changes when you do. Been a fun week. Have a great weekend. I'm going to see you Monday right here on The Daily Boost.